It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 15th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is auger, spelled A-U-G-U-R. Auger is a verb. It means to show or suggest, especially from omens, that something might happen in the future. It's used most often in formal speech or writing. Auger is often followed by an adverb, such as well. This augurs well. Here's the word used in a sentence from ESPN.com. This year, MLS has increased the pipeline that is in place for women to be leaders at the team level. This is exemplified by the number of groundbreaking hires that have occurred. The addition of these women in their team front offices augurs well for the future. In ancient Rome, augurs were official diviners whose function it was to divine whether the gods approved of a proposed undertaking, such as a military move. They did so by various means, among them observing the behavior of birds and examining the entrails of sacrificed animals. We doubt the Romans predicted that the word auger would eventuate into a verb meaning to presage or foretell, but in retrospect, auger's path must have been in the stars. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.